Well, keep feeding us with your life-changing music too. What's next?
Well, the next song is one that came from my experience being at school in New York City on the morning of September 11th, 2001. On that morning, it was actually the very beginning of this semester, and I was taking a course with one of my theological heroes, and actually he's a hero for many people, and that is the theologian James Cone. And it was the first day of class on September 11th. We were about to go to class, and I think even went to class, and somebody came in and said, a plane has hit a building, one of the Twin Towers. And we thought, oh my gosh, and we just thought that, perhaps somebody in a, a single engine plane or something had flown off course or something. I mean, we had no idea. And then someone came in and said, another plane has hit. And just if you can imagine, the chaos and the wondering and not being sure what was happening. And eventually, pretty much everybody at school wound up in the chapel. We always had chapel at noon. And what I remember from that day are sounds, and two sounds in particular. Well, three sounds. One was that in some of the churches, after the towers fell, they just started ringing the church bells. Riverside Church and St. John the Divine, both of which, I mean, Riverside's right across the street from Union, and St. John the Divine not far away. And there were just church bells ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. The other sounds, I remember we were all in chapel and we could hear fighter jets going overhead. And then the other sound was a sound that normally we would scorn in chapel, and that was the sound of a cell phone. But on that day, it was very different because, many of the students and faculty and staff had, their kids were either in school near the towers or, their family and friends worked either in the towers or, right nearby. And so during that chapel, though, one person got a call and knew that someone in their family was safe, was a cause for a little tiny bit of relief in the midst of a horrendous day. Eventually, as groups of volunteers started going to Ground Zero, of course, lots of the seminary students went there, and we were helping to feed people and, to give out dry socks and make meals for the rescue workers and the recovery workers and all those different kinds of things. When I came back from the time that I went there, what they said as we were leaving, they said, so much trauma is here. When you go back, do something, write a song, write a poem, write a story to help you deal with the experience. And so I sat down and I wrote the poem called Short Shift at Ground Zero.
Sometimes I feel Tuesday, September 25th, 2001. We rode the subway back uptown. Our shoes are covered with ash and dirt. They won't let you take anything from Ground Zero. Crime scene. Ministers can't even take ashes back to families, hoping for the missing, grieving the dead.
O God up in heaven, blessed be your name.
And blessed be the memory of each precious one, lost to the horror of hatred on our tiny planet.
May your way come soon, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Hey, Joe.
Shh. People sleep in here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm looking for one of my men. Said he'd be sleeping up by the organ.
Go right up there, near the fan, by the light. St. Paul's Church. Praying and sleeping in pews, women and men recovery workers. We give blankets, coffee, food, and presents.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Famous chef makes the food 50 yards from Ground Zero, a shell that rolls like the Colosseum. Small fires still burn. Big machines move, bright lights glare. My hard hat is blue. What are the flashes of orange here and there in the rubble? I wonder if the firefighters wore orange coats.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
So hated, our America. So loved, our digging heroes. Letters and cards on the wall, school kids' poems, paper hugs. No time to ask. Would you like some dessert with your dinner? Isn't this just like a restaurant? To send me here to clean up right under your feet.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Here's my badge and my photo ID. Army with guns in the streets. Someone on the radio said, ACLU, take a back seat. I cry when I look at my shoes. Can't bring myself to wash them off.
Now and forever.
Amen.
Short shift at Ground Zero by Kim and Reggie Harris. I'm sitting with my own heavy feelings of that day, my own memory of the people impacted. Even out here in Wisconsin, I had very direct connections with two people who were in the Twin Towers, one who died, one who survived. It's a heavy moment, and I'm so thankful that you combined it with the Lord's Prayer. In particular, I felt like the full balance happened because you said, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those we trespass against." And that part sometimes gets lost. It got lost in the rush to war.
Yes, it did indeed.
Mm-hmm. I was so thankful that you, by touching our spiritual depths, combined the two. So thank you so much for putting that poem together and the music.
It did help some. I mean, it remains a traumatic memory for sure. I mean, what's very interesting is that when I hear lots of church bells, when Riverside Church rings their bells, it always still takes me back to September 11th. And I'm sure it will for the rest of my life, as I hear those kinds of, cathedral church bells ringing.
And I suppose that didn't hurt your impetus to complete your work at Union Theological Seminary, that it would make sense that those two would be woven together. The experience of trauma and the larger view that we get through deep theological reflection.
It really affected a lot of the work at Union. It's part of the institutional memory, certainly. It certainly is.
I was interviewing someone recently who had been to seminary, and he told me that part of the experience of seminary is first you lose your faith, and then by the time you graduate, you find it again in a new and stronger, perhaps, form. I was just thinking that for those people who were just starting seminary on that day, what a great way to lose your faith quickly.
Oh, yes, well, first day. I mean, really, it was just incredible. And yes, many people do talk about that, the experience of feeling like they're losing their faith and then having it come back in another kind of way. But there were so many conversations and so many people, including, staying up all night watching television and hanging on to each other, just so many things that became the roots of a deeper faith experience for people that came through that time period.